It's time for Arts News Coronavirus Edition here on KSMU. I'm Randy Stewart. Today you'll hear from Nick Nelson, director of the Springfield Art Museum, which, like all other businesses or organizations deemed non-essential, had to close its doors to the public some 6 weeks ago to help stop the spread of COVID-19. The museum remains closed even though the local stay-at-home order has been lifted.
It's all dependent on the orders that are put out by the city and county. So currently, certain businesses are still ordered to be closed, museums being one of them. So we're abiding by that. I think this current order runs through the end of May. So we're looking at a target date of June 9th to open. But of course, that's going to be really dependent on what the orders say as we move through this public health crisis. We're doing a number of things to prepare. First of all, a lot of cleaning and sanitization. We are going room by room, space by space, cleaning and sanitizing the museum, preparing the museum with things like hand sanitizer stations, sneeze guards for our front desk, masks, gloves, and other things for employees, and how we're going to move people through the space once we do open. And we're coming up with this plan with this target date, so we have kind of an idea of when we need to get things done. When we started this whole thing, we sat down and came up with a list of priorities for the museum. The top of that priority list is the health and safety of our staff, visitors, and community. And, you know, really looking to the health department and city county leadership for guidance on what our next move will be, or, you know, when we might be able to open. I think it's really important to think about the public health concerns here. I moved here almost 8 years ago from Albany, Georgia. And if you look that up in the news, it's been a place that's particularly hard hit with this virus. I think they have something in the way of 1,500 cases and 125 deaths there. From the reports I've read, it all kind of goes back to a funeral that was held and, you know, these sort of mass gatherings can spread it. So we're fortunate that we haven't had that kind of impact here. And I think it's up to everybody to ensure that we don't by following these orders. So we're putting the health of the community first and being very cautious in how we proceed.
Luckily, I think for the art museum, you don't rely on admission charges.
Yes, that's correct. We don't rely on admission charges, and a lot of our programming is free. I will say that we do have programming that has fees, like our art camp and art classes.
Right.
We also take donations from our donation box, which obviously if there's nobody walking in the door, we're not getting those donations. So we are dealing with some adjustments in terms of our revenue, but we are very fortunate that we're not relying on admission charges or ticket sales, unlike other museums or some other nonprofits that unfortunately are taking a much bigger hit.
With the tentative reopening date of June 9th, will you be hitting the ground running with the 2020 Watercolor USA exhibit?
Yeah, we're working on installing that show. We had to make some adjustments to our exhibition schedule, but Watercolor USA was already on its way, and so we were moving forward with the installation whether we were open or not, and we're currently right now working on the installation. And so it will be up and open. We have canceled the opening reception, and we'll be doing a closing reception hopefully in August. So it will be up, and if you'd like more information about our exhibition schedule, you know, you can visit our website and see when things have been rearranged and what the rescheduling is. But Watercolor USA will be up. I imagine when we open, if we are able to open beginning of June as we plan, there will probably be some limitations on the occupancy of the museum. So I don't have that yet, but obviously we're keeping up with what's happening in our community and, you know, adjusting to those orders as they come out.
All right, Nick, I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, I appreciate it. And our website is a great source of information for programming at the museum, cancellations, and what's coming up next. So I encourage people to visit that website.
And that website is www.sgfmuseum.org. That was Springfield Art Museum Director Nick Nelson on today's Arts News. Again, the museum hopes to reopen June the 9th with the 2020 Watercolor USA National Juried Exhibition. That's only 3 days after the show was scheduled to open. And by the way, Fort Worth, Texas artist Lauren McCracken won the Kenneth M. Schuck Memorial $3,000 cash award for his entry Still Life with Silver in this year's Watercolor USA. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Music is next.